January 13, the right place at the right time. John chapter 4, verses 4, 6, and 7. Now he had to go down through Samaria. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired as he was from the journey, sat down by the well. It was about the sixth hour. A Samaritan woman came to draw water. Samaria was once the greater part of Israel. When Solomon's son, Rehoboam, became king, his inexperience and insecurity caused him to favor Judah to the detriment of the other tribes. They pulled away and continued as a separate nation until 722 BC, when they were conquered by Assyria. The population was deported to Assyria, and other peoples from other conquered nations were sent to where Israel had been. Now the area was called Samaria, and its people known as Samaritans. They loosely held to the first five books of the Old Testament, but added bits and pieces of other religions. The Jews had no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus was tired from the journey. Jesus is God the Father's eternal Son. He has always existed. He was not created or made. In heaven, he had always enjoyed equality with God the Father. He experienced the same glory that covered the Father. When Jesus became a human being, he did not cease to be God. He did not lay aside his equality with God. He laid aside his glory. Jesus became a human being. He took on full humanity. He took on a human body and the full gamut of human emotions. He was fully man and fully God, and so here we find him tired. Jesus is about to experience a divine appointment. He probably knew it was coming. It was midday, the hottest part of the day, and the time no one ordinarily would make the journey to the well. He's in the right place at the right time. Divine appointments tend to come to those who look for them. It's such an obvious question, but do you look for them? Or are you in too much of a hurry for God to arrange an appointment for you? If you are, then you're in too much of a hurry.